With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. Wildfires have forced tens of thousands of people to evacuate across the Central Coast. Law enforcement officers are working overtime to protect the homes and businesses they left behind. In hard-hit Santa Cruz County, looting has led to multiple arrests. KAZU's Doug McKnight reports.
At a news briefing yesterday, Santa Cruz County Sheriff Jim Hart showed his disgust for lawbreakers who prey on fire victims.
It takes a special person to wake up in the morning and say, you know what, I'm going to go victimize and traumatize people who have already been through everything that this community's been through.
In one case, a firefighter's wallet was stolen from his fire truck, his credit cards were maxed out, and his bank account drained. Normally, the Santa Cruz County Sheriff's Office has 10 deputies on duty, but since the beginning of the fire, the number has increased to between 60 and 90 officers working round the clock. District Attorney Jeff Roselle joined Hart in warning lawbreakers to stay out of evacuated areas.
Because you're going to get stopped, you're going to get arrested, and we are going to prosecute you, and we have absolutely no sympathy for you.
Roselle also warned businesses about price gouging. He says the state of emergency in the county makes that a crime, with fines that can go up to $10,000. In Monterey County, Sheriff Steve Bernal warned residents of scams asking for donations to firefighter or victim funds. He says if you want to help, donate to organizations you trust. Doug McKnight, KAZU News.